The program for Friday, Vanas. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. This week we have seen how the Lord has led this man with an open will, Philip, down an open road to a man, an Ethiopian, with an open Bible, whose heart also was open. And this is all in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. Philip, the man with an open will, and how God used him. Now we have the next logical thing to read about today. And we read about that in verse 35 of Acts chapter 8. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Here's the man going down the open road with the open Bible, and the preacher with him who has an open will opening his mouth and preaching to him, to this person who has an open heart. And what a wonderful, great combination it is. Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. What scripture was that? Isaiah chapter 53, where the Ethiopian was reading. Verse 32 says, "The place of the scripture which he read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." And that's when the Ethiopian was perplexed about the scripture in Isaiah 53, and he wanted to know what that meant. And that's when verse 35 says that Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached to him Jesus. That prophecy in Isaiah 53 is about the crucifixion of Christ and what all he went through to bring about our salvation in suffering. And in the process of preaching Jesus, verse 36 says, "And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and a eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" How did this man know he needed to be baptized? Well, Philip preached Jesus to him. And in preaching Jesus, he eventually had to get around to show how the Ethiopian would be identified with the suffering Christ and accept him. And baptism was involved in that. So let's not belittle the idea of baptism, because it's tied in with preaching Jesus and accepting Jesus in our lives. Yes, it's a good thing to open our mouths when we have something to say. Philip opened his mouth to this man who had an open Bible and had an open heart. He opened his mouth and he began to preach Jesus to him. It's a good thing to open our mouths when we have something to say. Someone has said that silence is golden, but again, sometimes it can be just downright yellow. Oh, when we open our mouths, what we have to say should minister grace to those who hear, according to Paul in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 29. Or that's chapter 4, verse 29. Let's just read that verse. Paul says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." So it's good to open our mouths when we have something to say, and that no corrupt communication proceeds out of our mouths. I know the Apostle Paul said in Colossians chapter 4, verse 6, "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how ye ought to answer every man." Yes, it's good to open our mouths when we have something to say. Too many times, however, we're like the Arctic River, someone said. We're frozen at the mouth. We should speak up for the Lord, but we don't. And our Lord said in Mark chapter 8, verse 38, listen to these words, please. "Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." Yes, it's good to open our mouths when we have something to say, worth saying. And Philip was doing that. He opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached to him Jesus. Our time has run out today and this week. So next week we're going to have to see how the word open is still used in connection with this man with an open will. Thank you for listening this week.